the key and the point of everything I'm trying to say is you have to work with a specialist. You have to work with somebody who knows how to do this and who's a professional in this specialty of renovation loans.
From the Ratner team, this is the Brooklyn Made Real Estate Show, a show about Brooklyn real estate and the professionals behind one of the hottest real estate markets in the world. Brooklyn Made Real Estate is a one-stop shop for anyone interested in New York real estate, getting connected with local experts and learning how to make smarter investment decisions. Each week, our show will feature local professionals and real estate experts that we are eager for you to meet. Our Brooklyn Made Real Estate Show is sponsored by Spartan Renovations, your high-end renovation contractor servicing Brooklyn, Manhattan, and surrounding areas. The quality of the work speaks for itself. Check out their website to see what I mean at SpartanRenovations.com. Contact Spartan today for a free consultation at 866-877-2782 or via email at contact@SpartanRenovations.com. If you are interested in sponsoring our podcast or advertising on our Brooklyn Made blog and giving your company the exposure of our audience and network, get in touch with us today at 347-762-0275 or email us at contact@brooklynmade.blog.
Welcome to the Brooklyn Made Show. We are so excited about this show today because we have got Barry Covid. And Barry is one of the top producing renovation loan specialists in the country. He's known for, top customer service, total professionalism, integrity, and his knowledge. And he's going to open our eyes to what he calls the best kept secret in the mortgage industry. So if you're ready for some serious passion about helping people make their homeownership dreams a reality, and you want to find out about all kinds of real estate financing, including condos and co-ops and single and multifamily homes, as well as commercial property financing, listen, Barry Covin is the go-to source. So let's jump in and find out more about this superstar. Barry, how did you get started?
I had started in the mortgage business about 12 years ago. And prior to that, it was a complete career change for me. And I decided that I wanted to be in a business where I could help people and be really successful while doing my own work and being a somebody who would be not really go to a job every day, but I would be rewarded by the work that I put in. Almost like being in this business, even if you're working for one of a major lender, you're really self-employed. All of my customers are self-sourced. So I really enjoy that part, and it gives me an opportunity to be entrepreneurial.
So when you talk about the best kept secret in the mortgage industry, what does that mean?
Yeah, so I call renovation loans and construction loans the best kept secret in the mortgage industry, in the real estate industry, because most people have never heard of it. And it's such an amazing program. It is such a great, great program. You can combine renovation funds to fix up a home that you're buying or a home you already own, or build a new home. And nobody really has heard of it in the industry. So I'm spreading the word. It's not a new product. It's just not a popular product. So I talk about it every day, and I'm helping people build their dream homes, and I love it. And I definitely is what I refer to as the best kept secret in the mortgage industry. And, you know, when I was coming into this career, and again, this is was a career change for me about 13 years ago. And when I came into this career, and I was here in New York City, and I was a mortgage loan originator, there's about 10,000 mortgage folks here in New York City. So I was amongst all of them and kind of doing the same thing. And I just got a little tired of the same old questions, what's your rate, what's this, and a couple of years into my career, I discovered these renovation loans. There was somebody else in my office who was doing them, and I was really intrigued and excited to change the work I was doing from just being more about numbers and mortgages to really helping people create their dream homes, like I was saying before. And you know, if you're in sales, it's always great to have a niche product. It's a great thing. And I was able to differentiate myself from the other 10,000 mortgage brokers and bankers in New York City by being a renovation loan specialist. It set me apart, and it was able to really get me excited, and I was able to help people in a different way than all of the other folks.
So somebody wants to do a renovation on their home. I think instantly we think second mortgage. So explain to me about the mind shift with this.
Right. Well, that's a great question. Yeah. So, you know, if you have, that could be an option. And, you know, when you call me, we're going to run through your scenario and we're going to see what's the best option for you. Actually, believe it or not, for some people, what you're calling a second mortgage or an equity line of credit, depending on the scope of work you're doing and what kind of home you live in, that actually might be one of the options for you. However, when it comes to the renovation loan, one of the great benefits of it is that it's based on what the house is going to be. So it's a regular, it's not based on your standard appraisal. We have our own appraisal process, and it's based on what you're going, the after repaired value and the after repaired usage. So I get calls every day where people think they want to take out maybe a second loan, or they don't know what a renovation loan is, but they can't get an equity loan because they don't have equity in their home. So this loan is based on, or if you're using it, if you're purchasing a home and doing a purchase and renovation loan, same thing. If you're not putting down enough money, you cannot and will not get a equity line. For an equity line, you have to have a lot of equity in your home, and the appraisal is based on what the home is now. So with a renovation loan, we're going to go on future value, what the home is going to be, and it allows us to have those extra funds for renovating.
You know, I've heard people say that when the estimator comes over, they put cookies in the oven and coffee on, and they're trying to suck up to them so they can get the most they can out of their house.
Right, exactly. With our loan, you don't have to do that. You could still put out coffee and cookies, always a nice thing. But our loan, they're going to look at the work being done. So the appraiser is going to take in mind, we're going to get the contractor's bid. We're going to see what work and or architect plans. We're going to see what work is being done. And we're actually going to appraise it on what it's going to be. So we could do a loan on a house in any condition. That's one of the other benefits. So I'll often have realtors in the industry who I'll meet. Again, they might be in the industry 20 years. They don't even know about a renovation loan. They're trying to sell this house they have it listed as cash only because they don't even think you can get a mortgage on it. But with our renovation loan, again, it's going to be based on what the house will be. So all we need is the contractor's bid. The house could literally be falling down. It doesn't matter. And we can do the renovation loan on it.
That's a whole different way of thinking. What the future of the home is going to be valued at. That's interesting.
Exactly. Yep. That makes it a very exciting project. Not only is it the future value, it's also the future usage. So some people are building a new home. There may be, you know, nothing there, right? So it's going to be based on the end result. And also, some people use this product and you can change the certificate of occupancy status. So there might be an existing one family home there, but you decide that you want to build it up and make it a 2, 3, or 4 family and have some rental income, you could do that. And that's a perfect example of where it's not only after repaired value, it's also what the home is going to be legally. So if your current home is a 1 or 2 family and you have a 4-story building, or you can build onto as many stories as you have now, and you're going to make it a 4 family, well, our loan is going to be based on that 4 family home, even though it's currently only a 2 family. So yeah, that whole appraisal process is really great. It's on future value and future usage.
You're making me think about getting a new kitchen now.
Right. Well, that's a great point because there is no, I'm talking about building new homes and building up to 2, 3, 4 families, but that's an extreme. That would be a maximum example of the great, one of the great usages of this, but there's no minimum or maximum. And it's funny that you mentioned that because I really literally have both extremes going on. I'm currently, I have a condominium in New York City I'm doing, and we're only doing $3,000 in renovation. It only needs a refrigerator, some, you know, kitchen repairs, a refrigerator, a stove, a sink, a thermostat. And the reason, the truth is, the person doesn't need to borrow the $3,000, but none of the banks will lend, will give a mortgage to them. So they're coming to me for a renovation loan because with our product, it doesn't matter what condition the home is in. So they're actually just using the loan product for legal reasons. It's not that they can't afford to buy themselves a new refrigerator or a stove. It's that none of the banks will do a traditional loan on a home that's uninhabitable or doesn't have running water or electric or a working kitchen. So there's no minimum. That's a case where we're doing only $3,000, a few thousand, and we're doing a minimum renovation. And then the other extreme is I have somebody who's building a new home for several million dollars. And then, of course, the typical more average is somewhere in the middle between 30 and 200,000 where people are doing kitchens, bathrooms, new roof, and things like that. They walk into a home, they love the home, and they realize, wow, I really love this home, but I only have my 10% or 20% down payment. Imagine how this home would be with a new kitchen, a new bathroom, and fix that leak in the roof. Well, now we could include that in one loan. So you could still put your 10 or 20% down and have at the closing table the 10, 20, 30, 50, 100,000, whatever it is, to fix your home and to make it new and to make it yours. It's really exciting and such a better option than spending 27% or whatever those high credit card payments are, or waiting several years to save up and try and put that new kitchen in. It's just such an exciting program.
Why is this not more prominent in the news, Barry?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, and that's my mission, is to spread the word. And now you know why I call it the best kept secret in the mortgage industry. I don't know why it's not more more popular, but I have to say that I'm hoping it's going to gain traction. As you know, TV is loaded up now with all of these fix-up shows and renovate your home shows. So I'm hoping that that everybody's getting all excited about that. And as they're wondering, well, how am I going to pay for this? Hopefully they'll seek me out. I'm easy to find at either barrycoven.com or renovationconstructionloans.com. And I'm happy to help.
Yeah, listen to this guy. Barry's the man. He can help you out.
You are listening to The Brooklyn Made Show, sponsored by the Ratner Team. Follow us on iTunes, YouTube, or our blog at brooklynmade.blog. King's Auto Group is well known throughout Brooklyn for offering the best customer service in the business. Located just off the Bell Parkway at Exit 8, King's Auto Group has stocked their inventory full of certified Nissan and Infiniti vehicles. Looking for a classy, dependable car at the best possible price and the highest level customer service experience? Check out the King's Auto Group and visit them online at kingsautogroup.com. That's kingsautogroup.com. Or you can reach them at 718-646-3331. That's 718-646-3331.
All right, so let me ask you, what else can be included in the renovation loans?
Right, that's a great question. So, you know, some people think like, oh, I could only do this or I could only do that. So we have several different products and programs, and it depends. That's true. Some of them may not allow for what we call luxury items, but there are others that do. So it really depends on your scenario. It's individual. There are different products and programs. You'd have to call me, you know, for an analysis, and we would get into it. But to answer your question, in general, pretty much everything can be included, from kitchens, bathrooms. Some of the products even do allow luxury products like a swimming pool. A lot of people come, they've been in their home for several years. You know, some people use it for the purchase and renovation part. You're buying your first home, and again, it's an older home, and now you could just have it with a brand new kitchen and bathroom and some cosmetic stuff. And then other people come, their family has expanded, and they want to put a dorm or a second floor on their home. Or if they have land, they'll, you know, expand outward or upward. So really, you could include almost anything. You can include appliances. You could include gardening. You can include some luxury items like a swimming pool. It's really, really great. There really isn't much limitation on that part.
Mary, it sounds honestly a little too good to be true. Okay, so for example, can you use the contractor that you want? You can choose your own contractor.
Yep, great question. And you can use any contractor you want. Now, of course, they do have to be licensed and insured. So the money that's being used for the renovation, it goes into an escrow account, and it's paid to you and the contractor as the work is done, which is a great level of protection for the homeowner. But anyway, you are actually free with this product and program to use any contractor you want, but they do, of course, have to be licensed, insured, and do everything legal and pull all the proper permits, and that is watched, and somebody's assigned to the project, and they do come and they do some inspections. And initially, you'll hand in with your contractor bid, we'll hand in and we'll get a copy of their license and insurances, and we'll just do a little validation to make sure they're legit. But you absolutely are free to use any contractor you want. You could interview several and pick the one you like that you're comfortable with, and we're happy to work with them.
Okay, so are these loans harder to get? Do they take longer? Are they more complex?
Okay, that's a great question. And the answer is there definitely is an added element, of course, than if you were just buying a home with a traditional loan. The added element primarily is the contractor part. So the loan, you're going to go through the same process that you would go through if you did not have a renovation loan. You're going to hand in your income and asset statements and go through, you know, the underwriting approval process and all of that. The added piece to this is the contractor. So we need, because remember, our loan is based on what the house is going to be, right? So we need the contractor's bid and or architect plans if you're changing something structurally and an architect is involved. And because we need to know what that is. So the key is, does it take longer? Well, depending on where you are and what market you're in, but I'm going to speak to New York because I do most of my work in the tri-state area. In New York, a typical buying a home process takes about 60 days. Now, if you're going to get to me the contractor bid and or architect plans within the first 2 weeks of that process, this loan is not going to take any longer. We could still be sitting at a closing table within that 60-day time frame. Now, if you can't find a contractor or you're interviewing three or, you know, you're not happy and you don't give us the contractor bid, well, then there will be some delays because we can't order the appraisal or proceed with our process. So if there are a couple of added steps to, you know, kind of get more into your question. There are some added steps, but if we work together and communicate and you find a contractor within the first couple of weeks, that's for a purchase. If it's a refinance and you already own, you're fixing up a home you already own, well, then you could take your time and, you know, find your contractor of choice and just allow us about our 45 to 60 days to do the loan. Now, I do want to touch on that a little bit further, though. That's if you do the loan with me or a very experienced professional. So these loans, for some of the people who have heard of them, they have gotten a bad rap of taking longer and being very complicated. And I will say that most of the times, from my experience, the reason that happens is because you are dealing with somebody who's inexperienced in it. So some people who are just regular mortgage loan originators, they try, customer comes to them and says, oh, I want to do one of those renovation loans. And they say, oh, yeah, sure, we could do that. And they only do one or maybe two a year, and they don't really know how to do it, and maybe their staff doesn't know, their processors and their underwriters aren't really familiar with it. So now they're not familiar with all the proper documentation and how do we do the after repaired value appraisal and what do we do with the contractor and all of those things. So now all of a sudden they're in a situation where the loan is taking longer. People are asking for things over and over again. They're not really sure. And they have a bad experience. And then they go and tell their friends, oh, I did one of those renovation loans and it was horrible. So the key and the point of everything I'm trying to say is you have to work with a specialist. You have to work with somebody who knows how to do this and who's a professional in this specialty of renovation loans. Of course, I am one of those people and happy to help anybody who's interested in a renovation loan.
So how is the money paid to the contractor?
Right. Great question. I touched on that a little bit before, but what happens is at the closing, so I'll give you a little bit of an example. I'll just go back a little bit and let's throw some numbers in so you could kind of see how the loan works, and then how does the contractor get paid. So let's do some simple math. Say you find a home. In this case, I'll give an example of if you're doing a purchase and renovation loan. Let's say you find a home for $400,000, and you want to put in new kitchens and bathrooms and floors, say for $50,000. So your purchase price is $400,000, $50,000 for renovation. We're going to say the total acquisition is now $450,000. So if you're putting, say, 10% down, now you're going to put 10% down on the larger number, on the $450,000, which would be $45,000 down. And we're going to give you one loan, one 30-year fixed rate loan with one interest rate for the $405,000. Now we'll go through that whole approval process. And then when we get to the closing table, the seller will get there. $400,000, they go away, you now own the home, and the $50,000 for renovation will go into an escrow account. And that will be managed by the lender. So we'll take care of that. The money goes into an escrow account, and now this is leading up to your question, what happens with the contractor? So there's an inspector assigned to the job as well, and you're going to call every time the contractor does some percentage of work to get your check overnighted to you to give to the contractor. So if it was in that scenario a $50,000 renovation, there might be $5,000, $10,000 payments, for example. So the contractor does phase one, maybe that's the floors, and you'll call for your inspection. The inspector will report back to the lender that was done, and they'll overnight you the first check for $10,000, and you'll sign it and hand it over to the contractor. Notice, though, the check goes to you, so you're going to hand it over to the contractor. So there's a very high level of protection there that the contractor has to do the work and then get paid. This is a really great level of protection for the home buyer, because normally, if you're paying with your own funds, a contractor might want 50% up front, and then, you know, maybe they get busy with other jobs, or, you know, who knows what could happen. In this scenario, it's a work first, pay later program, so the contractor is paid in those draw payments as I described.
It sounds like there's a lot of steps that are already set up to really protect the consumer.
Yeah, lots of protection for the consumer. And actually, if you think about it, the contractor's protected also, because that money's sitting in the escrow account to be paid to them. So really, everybody's protected. So really great. That's one of the great features of the program. Absolutely.
Barry, is there anything you want your listeners to know before we wrap up here?
I just want everybody to know it's such an exciting program. No minimum or maximum. You could fix up a home you own or one you're purchasing. And again, I can easily be found at barrycoven.com or renovationconstructionloans.com. And I just love these loans. They are the best kept secret in the mortgage industry. Let's spread the word and let's make it happen.
Barry, would you come back in 6 to 12 months, just kind of revisit this topic with our audience?
Oh, of course. I'm always talking, interviewing, and doing presentations about renovation loans. I love them, and I'm happy to come back. And thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun.
Well, I love the passion that you have for this. You blew my mind. I had no idea this was even available out there. So thank you.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Now you know why I call it the best kept secret in the mortgage industry.
Hey, if you want to stay up to date with new interviews and real estate news, sales and rental market reports, new listings, events, and more, just text the word Brooklyn to 66866 and join our exclusive Brooklyn Made email list. Well, thank you again for joining us. This is the Brooklyn Made Show.
For you, the listeners of Brooklyn Made Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Please go to our special link and get your free copy at brooklynmadebook.com. Also, check out our preferred vendors page on our website, brooklynmade.blog, or at ratnerteamvendors.com. You can also download our new preferred vendors app in the Apple Store. Also, check out our resources page where we recommend essential tools and companies to grow your business. We hope that you found this episode valuable. We'd love to hear your opinion, so please leave a review. Be sure to subscribe to updates on our Brooklyn Made website to gain free access to countless insights into Brooklyn real estate, culture, and business. You can follow this series on iTunes, podcast, or via our blog at brooklynmade.blog. You can also listen to all of our episodes on our Ratner Team YouTube channel. Contact our team for a complimentary consultation with one of our real estate specialists to discuss your real estate goals and needs. You can reach us anytime at contact@theratnerteam.com or simply dial 347-762-0275. Thank you again for tuning in and have a great week.